Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Legacy. Now, there's a word you don't hear too often these days. Webster's Dictionary defines the word as something handed down from an ancestor or a predecessor or from the past. The modern use of the word often implies great morals or standards that are passed from one generation to another. For example, Mr. Jones was a good man and stood for honesty and righteousness and left a tremendous legacy to his children. You may be thinking, well, I have no legacy to leave my children, but that's not so. How you live your life is the legacy that you will leave to your children. Notice, the definition did not specify whether what was handed down was good or bad. You see, so many parents assume that even though they didn't get it right in life, their children will luck out and stumble onto the right road by some other influence. If you think that, the odds are stacked against you. A study of 1,500 teens concluded that teens closely model their parents' habits regarding smoking, eating, exercise, and religious practices. Even more impressive was the finding that teens will not pick and choose which one of their parents' habits to model, and instead tend to mimic their overall lifestyle. Thus, if the parents had several poor habits, the teen would tend to emulate those habits as well. Conversely, parents with good habits tend to have teens with good habits as well. Boys tended to follow their father's examples, while girls repeated their mother's habits. 2 Chronicles 17:13 says, "And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel." It's true that you cannot control the future choices of your children, but it's also true that your children will need something to choose from, and one of those choices will be the way that you lived your life in front of them. Whether you realize it or not, you have tremendous influence on the future lives of your children and even their children. If one of your grandkids writes a book about your family's legacy, what will it say about you? That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.